hit that seal that's off the net, but they're having such a hard time getting it in. Probably is short shooting themselves. They're not following through like we saw the other night.
Right. And right now, you know, the guard play, it seems like the post players are running the offense. They need to really have that inside-outside game. So,
Rybrand hits the first one. This is the second one short, which you don't see him do very often. Cleary's back in the game. Drake's out for Ubley. Hanson brings the ball up. He's challenging. Boom. Now he gets picked up by White. He kicks it back out to Sorensen. Sorensen drives the paint. Gets covered there by Kaufman. Now he kicks it back out to Krzysztofik. Krzysztofik's covered by Cleary. He comes all the way around the court to the baseline. Now he brings it back to the top. Gives it to Hanson at the top. Hanson's covered by Boom to Sorensen on the right side of the paint. He tries to dribble inside. He can. He kicks it up to Hanson. Hanson goes up over Boom. And he gets the three over Boom. And that's what they need from Hanson. And that's what I talked about at the beginning of the game, was that the bench players for Harbor Beach need to make those baskets. If they want to.
Ginter and Hanson have delivered.
Boom gets the ball down low from the baseline. Tries to go up off the glass, but he can't. Starts him with the rebound. Harbor Beach is looking for more. 25-12. They got it right now. Hanson goes up out of control, but he's feeling it right now. You make that shot over an Eric Booms, and that gives you a lot of confidence.
Curry did a good job of playing defense on him there all the way up the sideline. So
Kraft has finished with his blow, and he comes in for Hanson now. 3:43 to go here in the first half. Bearcats need to stop the bleeding here somewhere. White with the ball, he's covered, he gives it back to Cleary. Cleary goes in amongst the big, goes with the one-hander, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kaufman. He saves it back to White. White gets it up to Cleary at the top of the paint. He gets a bad shot. It goes up off the black part of the backboard and goes right down into Boom. Boom finds a wide open seam and cutting back door, but he just puts it all of him.
Let him too much.
Belucci comes into the game for Ubley. Coming out of the game is Kaufman. And this is going to be a game of attrition. Who can ever stay in the game with the most energy right now? Probably needs some baskets. Rookie with the ball. He gets it to the low block. Shoots it. Goes to the left hand. Out the right hand. Nice floater over the top there.
He was being chased from behind. I think you could hear footsteps.
Footsteps and see him coming at him. He saw Kraft coming at him from the other side, too. Speaking of Kraft, he has the ball here at the top. He's at the volleyball line. Covered by Boom. Meanwhile, Sorensen's running circles around everybody, trying to get the kick, and the shot blocked by Barucci. Cleary brings it across the timeline. Now they throw it to Leiprin out here on the left side for three. He's going to take Sorensen to the hoop. He goes up off the glass. That's the mark of the Leiprin we're looking for.
Great play.
And that's what they need. He brought it from behind the three-point line, took it all the way in, and laid it up off the glass. Now, if Ubley can get some defensive stop here, that might be the momentum they need, because they needed Leiprant to find his shot.
I'll tell you what, I don't know if Harbor Beach has an answer for that. If he gets the ball where he got it, I mean, he was on the wing, short corner there. And just
he took Sorensen all the way down to the hoop, and Sorensen even had some help, and he managed to go under the glass and come back and lay it off there.
Right, and that's what's tough to defend, because he started his shot outside the paint.
For Ubley, Austin Drake's in the game with Ferrucci, Cleary, Nowicki and Leiprant at the line. The Van 1 goes up and good. 25-17. Harbor Beach with the lead. 2:33 to go here in the first half. Here comes Ubley, full court man. Drake covering Krzysztofik. Gets it across the timeline. Now they come for the trap. They get it across, go to Kraft. Kraft is covered there. They find a wide open Seaman for the three. I could have made that one for as wide open as he was. The defense lost him there. Ubley gets it up the court. Barucci takes a drive and goes in the lane, and we're going to get a blocking foul there. That was a nice take by Barucci there. That's going to go against Ginther, but Ginther snuck in there a little late. He's hesitant about actually stepping in there and getting in front of Barucci.
I'm always looking for a replay just to make sure, you know. When you watch this on TV and they show the replays, it's easy.
So at the line for two is Barucci, and he misses it.
Oh, you got to make those threes.
Got to have free throws to stay in the game. 2:08 to go. Lakers with the lead, 28-17 over the Bearcats here. Ferrucci gets his second shot. It's up. It's short. Rebound into the hands of
Ginther.
Ginther. Kraft gets the ball from Ginther. Tries to bring it to the left side. Now he tries to come to the middle. Pulls it back out. Tries the left side again along the edge of the paint. Pulls it back out. Great defense there by Cleary if he could just pick his pocket, but he can't. Kraft is so good with that ball. Now they get it down in the corner to Ginther. Ginther gives it back to Seaman. Seaman tries to take it to the free throw line, but he gives it right back. Ginther, who was coming in, back door. Ginther tried to get the cheeky there. And got a little overconfident. Marshall Leifert got the rebound, and Ginther tried to just reach in there and pull his hand out, and he got caught. Ginther picks up his second foul here. You don't want to do that.
Nope. Not a good foul, 94 feet from the other basket.
And especially with this lead.
Yeah.
They get it up across the court. They get it to Leifert. Leifert looks for the three, but he goes baseline, then he tips it to Nowicki. Nowicki can't hang on to it, but it went to Cleary. Leifert posts up for a three. No good. Rebound control there by Sorensen, and they're going to get Tyler Perutzky for the box out there. He boxed out Sorensen while he was in the air, but credit to Perutzky for trying to box him out. And now coming in for Ugly is going to be Kavatsky. Going out is Nowicki. That's Tyler Perutzky's first team fifth. Ugly full court press. Here they come. No problem. Flower Beach. Sorensen gets to the cross. Finds with Jordan. Booms back there. Booms goes up off the low block. Misses it. Seaman comes down with a rebound. And they're going to get Cleary for the reach.
That was an interesting play.
Seaman was actually on top of Cleary dribbling the ball. And Cleary was just trying to stand up there. It was an interesting play. Because Seaman come up. Cleary was behind him. He turned around.
Seaman had the ball. I think Cleary was doing everything he could to keep him from going anywhere with the ball.
Yeah, the shot went up, and Cleary was underneath, unfortunately, and Seaman come down there, but he had the ball. So both teams with six there, and Cleary picks up his first. He goes, he stays in the game. Drake comes out. Josh White comes back into the game now. 1:16 to go, 28-17. Harbor Beach looking for more. Hey, shot's no good. Kovic tries to save it, and
I think he got pushed by Crawford, maybe. Crawford or White, I'm not sure who's getting it.
Kovic was going out of bounds to try and save it. He got a little chuck from behind by Kaufman. Kaufman picks up his first one, team seven. 1:11 to go here. The Harbor Beach Pirates in control, 28-17. Kovic at the line. Pass on the floor, Sorensen on the floor, Jordan Boone's on the floor along with Andrew Seaman. Kobe just free throws up and good. I don't think you're going to see Harbor Beach miss free throws down the stretch, but that's what cost him the game on Thursday night.
He used to have a tough time. We went over to Bad Axe and Scotty worked with the Noah machine, which is an awesome, awesome tool. And he's really improved his free throw shooting.
Missed his second one. Rebound was controlled there by White. They get it to Leifert. Leifert tries to get it into White, but White can't hang on to it. Kovic picks it off. He brings it up the court. Now he hands it off to Ginther. Ginther tries to go baseline. A bounce pass dropped out to Booms. Booms couldn't get it to fall. White with the rebound tips it over to Leifert. Leifert pushes it up the court. He tries to take it all the way in, and he does. And he nailed it. Nice
little shot.
He had the mismatch where Kovic made a nice spin move from just inside the free throw line to lay it up and in. 36 seconds to go. 29-19. Harbor Beach with the lead. They're working for the last shot here again. They almost didn't get their last one off, but Seaman did a great job to pull it off at the end of the first. Let's see what they get here. Thornton's being pressured there by Kaufman. Now Kraft gets it. He's covered there. They're going to be picked up. Find an open man there and get your Kovic.
Coming down to 10.
Kovic gets it. Almost has it tipped away there by Cleary. Cleary's got him up at the top of the key, but he gets it back. He's going to come all the way in for the up and under. And he doesn't get the shot off, but he's going to draw the foul on Kaufman. Only because he tried to do the up and under, which is a nice move there by Gerkovi.
Actually, I think they gave that to White Company.
Oh, 34.
Oh, Leifert.
They gave that to Leifert?
I didn't even see him near that.
They got the wrong guy. The bench is telling us that. The book's telling us that.
That's the wrong guy? Wow.
They gave that to Leifert, and Leifert was nowhere near that play. So that's his second, but Leifert was nowhere near that. So Pippa's going to pull Leifert out.
Don't want him to get his third with 5.4.
Yeah, I could see if it was away from the ball, but it wasn't.
No.
If it was, Kovic is on the line, and he was the one driving. So Kovic makes that, extending the lead to 31-19, 5 seconds to go. Cleary brings the ball across the timeline. They look to get a shot off. He throws it up, and it's short. We're going to go into our halftime break. Harbor Beach with the lead, 31-19 over the Ugly Bearcats. We'll be back right after we hear from some of our sponsors.
When it comes to rebates and other so-called factory incentives, all authorized dealers for any given brand have the same tools to work with.